This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A group of Republican lawmakers Wednesday sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan calling for changes to Section 199A in the tax code. The group of more than 80 lawmakers says the changes will restore the competitive balance in the agricultural marketplace. Led by Iowa Representative David Young, the group says the changes are, quote, necessary to restore the equity in grain marketing and set co-ops and other independent businesses on a more level playing field. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act unintentionally created a tax advantage for producers who sell to cooperatives instead of private and independent businesses. The letter says any remedy should retroactively restore the competitive marketplace for producers and replicate the benefits co-ops and farmers received under Section 199 before the enactment of Section 199A. The letter says the current Section 199A has resulted in a dramatic competitive imbalance impacting numerous ag value chain stakeholders, including grain handlers, feed mills, seed companies, ag retailers, biofuels producers, banks, livestock marketers, and dairy processors. Well, the possible merger of ADM and Bunge could decrease marketing outlets for farmers as the companies would combine operations. Chad Hart of Iowa State University told DTN The Progressive Farmer this week that, however, unlike mergers in the seed business, there's still a fair amount of competition in crop marketing. He says there are plenty of marketing outlets independent from ADM and Bunge, and for the broader ag economy, Hart says such a combined company could result in improved efficiency in moving commodities from the farm to end users. The move won't move grain prices, however. The speculation of a potential merger between the two grain handling giants continues, while both companies offer little detail or comments regarding a merger. ADM, or Archer Daniels Midland, is reported to be engaged in talks to take over Bunge. ADM reported $60.8 billion in annual net sales in 2017, while Bunge made about $45.8 billion. CNB Bank and Trust recently held farm succession planning meetings to help their customers plan for the future. Farm manager for the bank, Matt Slidham, said they were impressed with the turnouts and are glad to offer their resources when it comes to passing the farm on to the next generation.
I'm the farm manager and portfolio manager at CNB Bank and Trust. I'm also a fourth-generation farmer myself. I farm back at home with my family and my father and a little bit on my own. So definitely a lot of these topics that we'll discuss today hits home.
Yes, definitely have the experience in farming, and I can imagine it hits home. You can relate to it very well. So I wanted to start off, just wrapped up some estate planning meetings, and I think you had quite a good turnout for those.
We sure did. We had four farm succession planning seminars in four of our communities. It would be Taylorville, Carlinville, Pittsfield, and Jerseyville. In aggregate, we had over 300 people in attendance. It was a great turnout across all the communities and locations, and we're just great to see the support of the seminar in our communities.
Well, so great that those went well for you, and I know probably a lot of planning that took place for those, and also your speaker was a very well-known person.
We did. We had Dr. Ron Hansen. He was our guest speaker for the event. He specializes in talking about some of the challenges that families face when trying to devise a succession plan, some of the relationships, communication within the family, talking about those points is key, and he was able to touch on a few of those items in the presentation. The seminars lasted. They were fairly lengthy, but we had a very captivated audience the entire time, and at moments you could hear a pin drop. The attention was in the room was that great. We were just thankful that Ron could come back to Illinois and help present.
Absolutely. Well, great to have him here, and great that the turnout was so good. And succession planning, estate planning, it's very important, but I'd say from the conversations I've had, it's not always something that people are excited to talk about or excited to sit down and plan and have those conversations. But you, CNB Bank and Trust, can help with that.
That's correct. Estate planning in general can be a challenging and difficult topic to discuss. For various reasons that are obvious. But one of the things that we would like to take away is the planning initiative. You may think you have a will or a trust and things would be just fine, but when in fact you really need to take a look in further at that succession of your farm itself. Do those documents actually plan for the what-if scenarios to carry that farm into the next generation?
And there's a lot of pieces that go towards that. You've got the financial side and then actual ownership of things, the people side of it. And a farmer or anyone, really, they don't always have all the answers to start with. And having those conversations with you or whoever it may be, that really helps the process.
Absolutely. It's more of a team approach. So we have a full staff wealth management group team at CNB that specializes in investments, tax, farm management, asset management, and it's really a combination of all those team members that work cohesively to make that a successful plan. And we are there as a resource in the community to go over some of those topics free of charge with anyone that wants to stop by. We want to educate everyone, to bring awareness to those topics, and just merely provide them with the information so they can make an informed decision when they devise their succession plan.
I think the farm management side is very important. Specifically, that's what you do, Matt. You know, if you have a landowner who maybe doesn't live in this area anymore, but their ground is here, or they don't have the experience, they don't really know what to do, and that's something that a farm manager can help with.
Absolutely. So we could deal with investors or landowners that live out of state, or they can live very close by that just don't want to be tasked with that day-to-day management of the farm. And that's where we can help come in and improve some efficiencies within the farm to look at the fertility in soil and soil test, and also structure a lease for them that's equitable.
So you mentioned a couple of the things that you help make decisions on, the fertility, but basically you are taking their place as manager of the operation. You're taking those decisions away from them. Is that correct?
That's correct, and they can be very involved in the decisions. Communication is key to any business as well as your succession plan itself. But so we have a lot of conversations with our clients to if there's projects, conservation issues at hand, we generally try to discuss all those thoroughly with them so they're comfortable and know what's going on before any decisions are made.
So you're based in Carlinville. Are there other locations that have farm managers as well, or are you the main one?
I'm the main farm manager at CNB, housed in Carlinville, our headquarters, but I do travel around to all of our branches, so I'm familiar with our communities and different markets within our areas. And as I tell a lot of my students at Blackburn, planning is the great initiative to take place. A lot of that comes into play with your succession plan, and if you take the time to have a well-thought-out plan, it will reward you in the end.
So teaching at Blackburn, are you just teaching a single course, or talk to us a little bit more about that?
Sure. At Blackburn, they're developing their new ag business major. It's rolled out for this first year in 2018, and I have the privilege of teaching their principles of agribusiness class this semester. They'll be hiring a full-time professor in the fall, but it's a nice, great opportunity to discuss some of my firsthand experiences on the corporate side and bring those experiences to the classroom.
I think that's a great message to young and beginning farmers who are just getting started. It's never too early to start learning about this stuff.
Absolutely, that's correct. I mean, the big initiative is planning, and if they take an interest, we have a very engaged class. They try to make it somewhat interactive for them to take some of these experiences back home with them, and they can apply these even outside of the ag field. But some experiences to take away.
All right. Well, Matt, great things to offer at CNB Bank and Trust, and obviously people can have a conversation with you and find out more details if they'd wish. Best way to get more information about succession planning, anything, stop by, call, what's the
Absolutely.
Best way?
Just stop by one of our branches. We are fortunate to have a fully staffed wealth management team, and don't let the wealth part scare you. We service a variety of clients. And the most important part of that is stop in, have a conversation, maybe take a few pointers initiative to put together your succession plan.
Matt Slidham, farm manager for CNB Bank and Trust. A couple of reminders for you this morning. With it being National FFA Week, the Litchfield FFA chapter invites you to join them for a pork burger lunch today. Stop by the Ag Shop between 11:30 and 1:30. For a sandwich, chips, cookie, and a drink for just $5, they say you can grab your lunch and visit with FFA members. Litchfield FFA is also collecting canned food items. You can drop those off at the high school until tomorrow, February 23rd. The Gillespie FFA alumni is hosting a chili supper tonight. That's taking place at 6 p.m. in the Gillespie High School cafeteria. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.